أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أنصاره وعوانه والمستشهدين بين يديك. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين وعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. Please say the salawat. I'm thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us the opportunity to come together to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Islamic Revolution. I'm again saying that it is an Islamic revolution. It is not an Iranian revolution. And we all understand that. And we know that if, na'udhu billah, the people or those people who are against this revolution were able to physically destroy this revolution in a place, they won't be able to destroy the revolution which is alive in the hearts of millions of people of the world. They are Muslims, Shia, Sunni, Christians, Jews, millions of people, all the mustadhafin of the world, their hope is in the revolution, Islamic revolution. We do not love Iran as a country, but we love Islamic revolution. We see Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh as our leader because he is not the leader of the Shia, he is not the leader of the Sunni, he is not the leader of just the Islamic Republic of Iran, but he was the leader of all the Muslims of the world, all the mustadhafin of the world. And alhamdulillah, if you want to understand that if a specific revolution is still alive, if the direction of the revolution is still going in the same direction or no, it is mentioned by Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah millions of times in his speeches again and again. Definitely, whenever a revolution took place in the history, if you look at the French Revolution, if you study the Russian Revolution, if you study about the different revolutions or the coups that happened, whatever you want to name them, the important question that we have to ask, that what was the slogans when this revolution, this change occurred, and what was happening afterwards? If you study the French Revolution, right after a few years, or you can say just right after a few months, this revolution happened in 1789. You can see that after a few years, you can see the same thing against which the slogans have been initial, the same people come again, and the same type of leadership is going again. The kings, all the kings come again, same thing happening again. Now the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei has said this again and again, that if you want to find out and test that the Islamic Revolution is going in the right direction, no, just first find out that what was the slogans of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, what was the main purpose of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, and then test this revolution, this direction of revolution right now. When Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala started this revolution, he started this slogan of La Sunniya wa La Shi'iyya, La Sharqiyya wa La Gharbiyya. He said that these slogans are there, and alhamdulillah, today the leader that we have in the name of Ayatollah Khamenei, who is the true vicegerent of Ayatollah Imam Khomeini, who is the name of Ayatollah Khamenei, he has again the same slogans are there, the same directions are there. Definitely there can be people whose direction is different, there are munafiqeen, they are trying to take the direction in other direction. But we have to see at the leadership, we have to see the walaya that is there. And again, we are saying that every time, each time in his speeches, practically speaking, all these slogans are again and again repeated by our supreme leader. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his long life. And as I mentioned to you in the beginning, that Islamic revolution is not related to a specific place. As mentioned by one of the speakers, that alhamdulillah, we have movement with the name of Hezbollah and Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah, which clearly mentioning that we are following the path of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. But he himself, right, few days ago, clearly mentioned that we are thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that he has given us the leader after Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh in the form of Ayatollah Khamenei Hafizahullah, whose line is the same line, whose direction is the same direction. Definitely, after Imam Khomeini, in the life of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Alayh, people make plans, the plots were there. They were planning to bring the Munafiqeen, were planning to bring persons like Ayatollah Muntazari and these type of people. The strong people were there to change the direction of Islamic revolution. But we are thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that this movement is still going in the right direction. And that's why we are supporting Islamic revolution. Any time, any place, if we know that this revolution is not going in the right direction or is deviated from the right path, definitely, these thousands of people who are coming here together, they won't be here, because we are celebrating and commemorating the Islamic revolution. For every revolution, there is a possibility of deviation, but we have to be careful. We have to look at the leadership, the slogans given by the leadership. If a specific person, if a specific government personality come forward and say something, this is not the version and the version of the Islamic revolution. The version of the Islamic revolution is given by Ayatollah Khamenei, Hafizahullah, and again, I'm saying that if you just listen to the last few speeches of Ayatollah Khamenei, thousands of times you can heard this word, La Sunniya wa La Shia. You can see this word, La Sharqiya wa La Gharbiya. You have listened to this word, that yeah, Khatte Imam, the line of the Imam is our direction. If we could not able to follow the line of Imam, this revolution is no more the Islamic revolution. Then we do not have to come together to celebrate and commemorate the 40th anniversary of Islamic revolution. We are here to say that Alhamdulillah, we are thankful to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that who has graced us with this leader in the form of Ayatollah Khamenei, Hafizahullah, whose line, as mentioned by one of the brothers, that 5 years before the Islamic revolution, this personality has shown us that what is the path of Islamic revolution and where we are heading to. And Alhamdulillah, now, today, he is the one who is heading this Islamic revolution. And you can see that throughout the world, wherever the Mustazafeen are there, the Islamic movement is ready to support them. It is not dependence on the Shia and the Sunni, but the only thing is the Islamic movement that is supporting everywhere, the Mustazafeen are there. As I mentioned to you that, brothers and sisters, definitely the people who are against Islamic revolution, who do not accept these values and who see that their nationalists or other benefits are at loss right now due to this Islamic revolution, definitely they will strive to change the direction of Islamic revolution. But we have the personality who knows the direction, we have the personality who again and again shows us that first of all we have to know that what was the pillars and the value system mentioned by Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. We have to know that, and he mentioned to these people too that if I am not following the path of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, you should know that. You should read the will of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh and see that what Imam Khomeini asked us. If we are not following the path of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, our revolution is not the true revolution. We have to keep in mind the message of Imam Khomeini, the pillars mentioned by Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, and I request you again that if possible for you, please read in today and tomorrow, inshallah, if you give time, just read the will of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh. These are the last words of our Imam, our beloved Imam. 30 years ago he mentioned that, and we have to know that if our direction, if my institute, if my group of people that are coming together and trying to do something in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for the support of Islamic revolution, if I am doing something, first of all I have to find out that am I working in the right direction, what my Imam Ayatollah Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala has asked me or no. And if we want to analyze the Islamic revolution as a whole, we have to test the will of Imam Khomeini and compare it what's going on by the Islamic revolution. And by mean of Islamic revolution, I mean the leadership of the Islamic revolution, not the people who are living in Iran, those people who are known as people who belongs to Iran, maybe known as Iranian. These are not our direction to for by which we could able to know the direction of Imam Khomeini is not alive. And I again and again I focus on this point that for the people who are attending this seminar too, we have to analyze ourselves first instead of talking to the other people and telling other people that you are going in the right direction. Definitely we who call themselves as the followers of Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Alayh, we who call themselves as the followers of Imam Hussein Alayhi Salam, we have to ask ourselves, this was the problem for the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as mentioned by Imam Al-Asi, and the point was quite great, that we sometimes we just focus on one specific occasion that happened, zoom it, and see that, okay, this is the whole history of Islamic society. No, this was not the whole history. We have to analyze the past, we have to analyze the future, so that we could able to understand that what is the, what happened in Karbala. Because as he mentioned that if we just see Yazid and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, maybe we have the same slogan that it was the fight between two tribes that were fighting together, and we could not able to understand that it is the fight of the Iman and the Kufr. It is the fight of the Haqq and the Batil. And Ja'al Haqq wa Zahaq al-Batil. It is not that what is successful physically, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is successful. Now, the same thing is happening in the contemporary world, that we have to know precisely that in these 40 years, before the Islamic Revolution, after the Islamic Revolution, what's going on there? And if you want to understand that in which direction Islamic Revolution is going on, we have to understand the whole history. Definitely, there are bits and here and here, bits and pieces are there, where things are going in the wrong direction. And nobody is saying that everybody is masoom here. Mistakes can be happen. But overall, we have to find out the pictures of Islamic movement that is going on in the world right now. And inshallah, if we look like this, we can say right now that alhamdulillah, Islamic revolution is 40 years old. It does not mean that Islamic revolution is becoming old, but whenever you become 40 years, it means that you now become mature. Now is the second stage of your life. We have in the history, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whose movement was the true goal and the purpose that we are looking for. And Imam Khomeini was just because he was a follower of Rasulullah, we are appreciating his movement. So our goal was the movement of Rasulullah. When he became 40 years old, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected him or mab'ooth him for this special cause, and he became the Khatamun Nabiyyin physically and apparently and explicitly among us. And now the message of Rasulullah at the age of 40 years is becoming for the people. And inshallah, we hope that it is actually the starting of the second life of Islamic revolution. The first age that was the defend of the Islamic revolution, the proof, the existence of the Islamic revolution is alhamdulillah past. And we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives the opportunity for us to see this revolution passes the first stage of its life. And now, inshallah, we will see that how the fruits of that seed that was planted by Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala 40 years before, from now, from today, we will see the Shadaratun Tayyiba. Inshallah, we will find the fruits of this Islamic revolution throughout the world. And inshallah, the day is not away when the last son of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha will be among us. And the true religion of Islam, as mentioned by Imam Khomeini, that Islam in Nabi Muhammadi, the true Muhammadan Islam. Please recite the salawat. Will be actualized in this world, inshaAllah. Ja'al haqq wa zahaq al-batil. Inna al-batila kana zahuka. Par Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad salawat.